John. Now let's turn to a more recent composition of yours, this time a piano solo. In addition to your dad being concertmaster of the New York Philharmonic, your mom was an accomplished pianist, yes?
Yes, she was.
So did you study with her? Was she your first piano teacher? Did you?
Yes, I had my two lessons with her.
That's it?
That's it. We had a horrible fight, and I never learned to play anything. It's really true.
Well, you've got quite a way around the piano, and luckily, some of us did take a few more lessons, so we can perform your wonderful music. And to do just that, please welcome an outstanding 15-year-old pianist from Wyckoff, New Jersey, Ji Young. Ji Young, welcome. You're going to play the third etude called Fifths to Thirds from John Corigliano's Etude Fantasy. You were telling me that you're fairly new to contemporary music, and where does this piece fall amongst some of the harder pieces that you've played in your life?
It's probably one of the hardest technical pieces I've ever played.
Wow.
And, I mean, I'm honored to be playing this piece because it's a good challenge for me.
Well, we're honored that you took the time to learn it for this program. It's wonderful. John, even though this is a tough piece, all the music that we're going to hear comes from the two intervals I mentioned, a fifth and a third. Could you maybe demonstrate?
Let me demonstrate that for you. See, when you put your thumb and your fifth finger on the piano and you just lay it down, it usually forms this interval, which is a fifth. And then if you take your second and fourth fingers, becomes the third, fifth to third. And if you put one hand, for example, on one set of keys, and the next on this set of keys, you can play lots of things like that. And the whole etude is only those fifths and thirds, but the tricky part is that they're not just very fast, but hidden in those fifths and thirds is a melody, which will be brought out beautifully by Ji Young. And I hid that there so that you could find it and appreciate it in this enormous virtuoso study, which is absolutely very difficult.
It's a whirlwind.
And only the best pianists can play this piece.
Well, Ji Young, how about it? Let's hear this etude, Fifths to Thirds by John Corigliano.
Thank you.
We heard 15-year-old pianist Ji Young, living in Wyckoff, New Jersey, playing fifths to thirds from John Corigliano's Etude Fantasy. What a great performance.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful sound.
It was a great performance.
Yeah, really, really nicely done. Beautiful piece. Very hard piece, but it's like butter under your fingers. What can I say? Ji Young, you have a great story about, you probably don't even remember how you first started to play the piano, but what does your mom tell you?
Well, she told me when I was 5 years old, my family and I, we were very faithful Christians, and we go to church every Sunday, and we listen to hymns, and I'm just sitting there in church, and I just listen, and I come home, I store that in my head, and my mom owns a music academy in Korea, and we have like a bunch of pianos in our house, and I come back from church, and one day I just start playing like by memory, like improvising, and like not really knowing what I'm doing, and I guess my mom went out to find a little 5-year-old playing church hymns, and which that was me. And she just said, "Oh, this is a true gift from God."
Yeah, and improvising and everything. So was your mom your first teacher then? Or?
Yes.
Wow, worked out a little bit better than John's mom. Or did you take a few yeah. lessons with her?
Got along okay.
But then you were 10 years old, and you were signed by one of the biggest artist management companies in the world, IMG. That's unbelievable.
Yes, I must say. I mean, it was a heck of an experience, probably the greatest experience of my life. And just going there to sign the contract, you know, I didn't even have my own signature back then. It was just so, I was really nervous. And, you know, just holding up that plastic little pen, it was like the heaviest thing in the world to me, you know. But my family was there to support me. And
oh, like Kyungjun, your family actually moved over to the United States so you could study, yes? Mm-hmm.
I mean, my mom and my dad gave up all their jobs and came here to study just for me. And I'm really grateful and thankful. Yeah.
Of course, most of the kids who appear on this show don't have representation yet, and many of them go on to become doctors or astronauts or construction workers and not musicians. But we found your story, Ji Young, really interesting, especially the broader question, under what circumstances does a big New York management company consider taking on such a young performer? So, Ji Young, our 13-year-old roving reporter, Chaley Smith, went to talk to your agent, Charlotte Lee, not about you, but about this issue in general.
Thanks for talking with me, Miss Lee, today. What are some of the risks in taking on a really young kid, both for the kid and for you?
It can range from, for the kid, stunting their growth if they play too many concerts on too much repertoire and not having enough time to study, to socially not being balanced because if they're on stage so much and getting the feedback from the audience and getting really high from that, they may not be so interested in going back to school and not really getting noticed as much. And for the company, there are a lot of risks too, because we can never see where their careers are going to grow. We don't have a crystal ball.
Right.
We see that they're immensely talented, but as a prodigy that can exponentially grow in their teen years, we just never know. I mean, when they're in their 20s or 30s, they may not grow as much, and if they're 35 years old playing the same way they were 16 years old, that just doesn't cut it.
Right.
So in that aspect, we are risking a lot and we would be in trouble then. So.
Right. Okay, well, is there a lot of pressure for kids to make money for the firm?
No, not at all. We have a range of artists of different ages and different stages of their careers. And while we can definitely make a significant income from the more established artists, that gives us the freedom to not really expect much financially from our young ones.
From the younger ones,
We definitely don't sign them because we want to make money from their, you know, $2,000 concert fees. It's more of an investment that we put the time in building their careers, and we hope that eventually they will become like our other established artists and eventually bring us money. But it's not really about that. It's more about nurturing careers, discovering and developing talent.
When you sign a kid, of course, they're younger than probably a lot of the older people that you have on your roster, so you also get the whole family comes with that, like the parents. And do you ever have to deal with parents? Like, what are some of the issues that come up?
That's a great question, and it's an inevitable issue of working with young artists. When we consider signing a young artist, we take the whole picture into consideration, and there have been some artists who we expressed interest in, but when we found out there was potentially an overbearing parent involved in the picture, we excused ourselves out of the picture. Yeah. But that doesn't mean that we haven't encountered issues with parents who put themselves forth in the situation a little more than we would like. We continue to face situations where we have to work together with parents, and we just try to make the best out of the situation, and it ends up usually working out really well.
Oh, great. It's been really nice to talk to you. It
you
seems
too.
Like Ji-young has someone pretty cool looking out for him.
Well, we love working with him, and it's been great talking to you too, Jaylee.
Well, thank you very much.
Nice job, Jaylee. Nice interview.
You go to public school, not a private school, where you might have had more flexibility. Did you make that decision?
I personally like public school so much better, and that was probably my decision not to go to a private school because, you know, if you go to a public school, then it's so much more fun, and you get to get away from the music industry, and you get to talk to your friends about normal stuff like sports. You know, I love talking about sports. I love playing sports. So that's why I really picked public school, because I just have a lot of fun there, and, you know, I could be normal in school.
But your friends there know that you're a musician. Do they have an idea of where you go off and play?
My friends, they do know I play the piano. They do know I go for concerts. They get jealous a lot because I'm out a lot. And they are basically clueless, but they're very supportive. Even though they don't know what I'm really doing, they just say, have fun in Florida. You know, it's nice down there. Just have fun. But they're supportive.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you have a great balance in your life and a very precocious beginning to what I hope is a very, very long career, but it sounds like you've got, well, of course, you've got phenomenal piano playing
Thank
to start you. With, and then a really good head on your shoulders. And
we
wish you all the best, Ji-young.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us. Ji-young, 15-year-old pianist from Whitehall, New Jersey.